When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Your feel for the game for a guy your age, do you feel that yourself?
Would you say, sorry?
He was talking about one of the keys to your game being, you know, your instinct.
Who was?
Wink.
Oh, no. I love Wink. Wink always has great things to say about me.
What do you say about yourself? How do you feel your game?
Things are just working. We're playing great team ball, and I'm doing my job.
Are you seeing things more this year, or do you sense you know what's happening more in the field?
I study ball, you know, and the more you study, the more you start to learn, the faster you start to learn, the faster you start to adjust and understand. So, yeah, things have been moving a little bit faster as far as my processing and things like that. So, yeah, it's been pretty good.
When it comes to seeing things before they happen, because that was what Wink said, yeah. But that's a unique attribute. I mean, does that come
just watching
how the offense lines up?
Like, no, I mean, it's watching tape. There's only so many directions a team can go. Right. So you think about when you watch the tape and, you know, it's kind of like watching a movie and then going to act it out, you know, and then kind of applying that to my game and just being able to recognize things when, you know, you line up.
How does having a guy like Dexter next to you affect what you can do?
Dexter's an all pro. He's a legend. He's, you know, one of the best interior D linemen to ever play the game. So he makes everything easier.
Just watching from above, you seem a very active game Monday night. Do you feel that yourself as it's going on, that you're in a flow that's beyond just a normal, you know, game?
It hurt. You know, when your body hurts after a game, you know you had an impact. So, yeah, it felt good, and I was happy to, you know, help the team get a win.
There's an old football saying that when it comes to defensive backs, they have the nose for the ball, and it just happens to find them. Do you feel that for the defensive line, you kind of have a nose for the quarterback? Because it seems like, I mean, the sack numbers are piling up at a pretty...
Yeah, I would say, you know, when you play, you try to be as active as possible. And, you know, that was kind of my mission last game was just, you know, coming off a bye week, just play fast, play physical, and let everything else just happen. And that's what I did.
You had made a point in training camp that you were working on your conditioning, and you knew that when November and December rolled around last year, you know, you talked about how maybe your body wasn't ready for what you needed to do. Do you feel like all the things that you did in the summer to get yourself ready is
yeah,
that
yeah, I feel like things are paying off just in the sense of, you know, how I feel health wise and weight, size, things like that, strength, you know, at the end of the season, things are feeling pretty good. So I'm excited to, you know, to finish this back half.
But this was the purpose, right? This is what you
exactly
thought.
Exactly. This is what I thought I was going to be. I knew we were going to be in a fight late in the season, so we're here and we just got to keep climbing.
What do you see from the Saints, Kamara and...
They're very very meticulous. They're very, I would say, different than the teams we played. They like to run the ball, obviously. They got a lot of guys who can run it. They got a lot of guys and a lot of shifts and motions and things like that we're going to have to focus on. But as always, we got to stop the run, make them throw the ball, and you know, let the back end cover down, and that's affect the quarterback.
So it's like night and day, Packers and what they do and what the Packers do?
No, actually, I wouldn't say it's night and day. It's kind of similar, you know, in them trying to hit the perimeter and them trying to do things like that and get the run game going. So I wouldn't say it's too different. I would just say they have a run first, run second mentality rather than, you know, Green Bay only had a run first, throw second. kind of mentality.
A lot of people found your tweet yesterday interesting about, you know, what should or should not motivate a person.
Yeah.
What inspired you to post
that?
Yeah,
I think when you talk about motivation, most things that people write on social media aren't really motivation. Most of these stories and things like that aren't motivation. They're just stories to create. And for me, coming into the league, there was a lot of, like, underdog type narratives being pushed. And it's like, you know, everybody has great seasons. Last year, other guys had great seasons. This year, I'm having a great season, you know, and it's going to continue to change as the seasons go. I think the main point I was just trying to make is just create new stories. You know, we're a team that's fighting back, but I've been playing good football, and I think that's the only story it is to it. I'm not playing good ball because people wrote negative things about me. I'm not playing good ball because I'm trying to prove everybody wrong. This is what I do for a living, and you know, I'm happy to do it. I'm proud to do it, and I think that's why I'm playing well, because you know, I take pride in what I do and I put the work in.
Kayvon, was there a point in time, either towards the end of last year, the off season this year, where things really did start to slow down for you, or an aha moment on the NFL level where you felt that turn to start playing some really good ball?
No, I feel like I've been playing good ball, consistent good ball for the past 2 years in the NFL. I feel like things have been going well. When you talk to my coaches and, you know, GM, whoever else in the building, I've done great things to contribute to the team. So now just continue and, you know, grow in that impact and do things like that. I mean, it's a blessing, and I'm happy things are clicking even more, and I'm getting the numbers and the stats, and hopefully we start to continue to get the wins. But yeah, I think I've been playing good ball. I think people just, you know, want to write stories. And for me, I'm okay with being the headline. I just want to be new ones or fresh ones or something that, you know, tells a real story of goal setting and reaching those goals. Because everything that I'm doing now, I had these goals. It's not new. It's not, you know, I never thought I was going to do anything different. You know, I just keep working until time pays off.
Not too long ago, last one, you told us the difference between last year and this year was you knew what to expect, the length of the season and everything else. You seem to have gotten stronger as the season goes on. Do you feel that way?
Definitely. I put on a few pounds, you know, towards the end of the season, which last year was kind of the opposite, where I lost a few pounds at the end of the season. So that feels great. My conditioning feels great. I played, I played the same amount of games leading up to now, but I missed 4 games last year. So I definitely feel stronger. I feel good. You know, we're in week 14 of the season or 15 of the season, and it feels great.
You feel hungrier in the sense that you feel like you're in a playoff race now? And
yeah, I'm starving. I'm starving, I'll tell you that.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.